about to move into another dimension. A dimension not only of sound, but of imagination. A dimension full of bad grammar and made-up words. An award-deserving dimension known as Spike on the Mic.
Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am that guy known as Spike on the Mic. We are trying something new here. We're trying something a little different here. So if you go to spikeonthemic.com, which I probably shouldn't be telling you because if you did this, you already know what to do. We're broadcasting. We're Facebook Live-ing this year. We're trying a Facebook Live episode here in our Palusha studios at 4847 North Armenia in the place known as Pen Chasers. We want to thank Pen Chasers for letting us use this Palusha studio to produce this award-deserving show. I can't do this alone, and as you know, I won't do this alone. So straight in my peripheral vision, I sound stuffy. Am I getting a cold? Straight in my peripheral vision, we have the man known as Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like GE developing a microwave that has spy cam technology before they even figured out how to do a burrito all the way through.
Topical,
thanks.
As they like to say. Very, very topical. Well, in your peripheral vision, to your right, we have the man, the technician, who's making the sound go through your eardrums, and also, maybe if you're on the Facebook, through your eyeballs. We like to call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I am sticking as though this is actually working. and it seems to be.
You think so?
Yes. And if you need to go there, you can't hear us, so... There's no point in me telling them to go to facebook.com/SOTM show. But that's where they'll have to be.
I'm on there and I don't see it.
Yeah. Okay.
Then it is working just the way we all thought it would.
Perfectly.
Yeah.
No. All right. Just keep going.
So straight in front of him in his peripheral vision is the whole reason we're here. We're here, ladies and gentlemen, not only for you, but for ourselves. It is the man known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how are you sticking? That was funny.
What is it?
What? What'd you say?
Say it again.
Really?
That's all you're going to say about
we
that?
We couldn't hear you.
Yeah, we couldn't hear
okay.
you.
I'm sorry. I'll speak up.
All right.
I'm sticking like bees to my new hive. I mean, my new set of bees to my old hive.
All right, that's confusing.
That's a good place to be.
That's
really.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Well, in your peripheral vision, directly in front of you, there is the man known as the one, the only, Bill Smots. Bill Smots, how you sticking?
Actually, I'm sticking like someone who just recognized that the rest of the world doesn't experience the daylight savings time.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Also topical.
You mean rest of the world or rest of the United States?
The rest of the world. I mean, I don't think the city of Indianapolis does. I don't think the state of Arizona does. Nope. Other than that.
Not sure the whole state of Indiana does. Do they?
I think the rest of the state, other than...
You do?
I'm almost positive.
Steve should know. He's from Indiana.
I think they used to have three different time zones in Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Chicago...
Chicago's in Illinois.
Chicago used to go
Illinois.
Chicago time.
Yeah, that's in Illinois. It's not Indiana.
Well, East Chicago's in Indiana.
Oh, okay.
And they used to go with Chicago.
So it's like an East Chicago?
I think
it's in Indiana?
Yeah.
Isn't that called Gary?
Ooh.
Why would Indiana need three time zones when we don't even need one Indiana?
But we do have two in Florida.
Yeah, we do because of the panhandle.
There you go. See, yeah. Same thing.
Anyway.
There's no panhandle in Indiana.
I'm setting my fantasy soccer roster tomorrow for the European leagues, and I realize all the games start at 3:45 as opposed to the 2:45
started. That was the point of bringing in the daylight saving time.
For the last 5 months.
Fantasy soccer?
Yes.
If I had a fantasy about soccer, it would be that there isn't any soccer.
The whole world disagrees with you.
That was a cheap, stupid shot.
I'm just rooting for the Rangers tonight now. Thank you.
That's all right. That's fine.
What's the Rangers? Oh, that's hockey?
Hockey. Apparently that's who the Lightning's playing.
Yes, it is.
Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, what we do around here, we sit around, we talk about things in the
future.
Things in the
future.
And things in the
future.
We nailed it.
Okay.
Actually, damn, we got woo-hoo. It. Yeah.
I want to just say that's so good. That's not true.
We don't talk about things in the future?
We talk about things.
I thought we did.
How's that not true?
Since when do we not talk about things in the future?
It happens almost every week. Huh?
Yeah.
I just talked about my fantasy soccer that happens tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah. He did. That's he just
future.
Said it.
Future right there.
But what about the other two things we talk about?
Are we wrong by that? We don't talk about things in the future.
Yeah,
what about
exactly.
the past? And the present.
All right. We talk about it in the past, too.
All right. Yeah. All right.
What's your point?
On the past.
Yeah. We just talked about things in the future, but that was in the past.
Future.
The Bucks won the Super Bowl. That's something to talk about in the past.
All right. Past.
All right.
Yeah.
And
present.
I'll pass.
Future.
Oh, God. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would say if you want to play, you can always give us a call at 813-699-3900, or you can chat with us on the Facebook Live chat line. Also, you can also hear a replay of us probably tomorrow on RadioSaintPete.com.
Or actually, if you're listening to us on Radio St. Pete, it is tomorrow. It's Tuesday. This is we're talking about the future. See?
Okay.
I see how time travel works.
Yeah. Man.
Wow. It's phenomenal. Well, you can always play with us. Like I said, give us a call at those numbers here. Or you can come down here and visit us in our plushest studios at 4847 North Armenia Pin Chasers. But in conjunction with this award-deserving show, we'd also like to acknowledge our
past,
esteemed
future
sponsors.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSaintPete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, SaintPeteRadio.com. And by Urban Phoenix Studios, a space that evolves and molds into almost any event imaginable. With professional stage and lighting, if you can imagine it, we can bring it to life. www.urbanphoenixstudios.com.
Yeah, you guys should check out Urban Phoenix, check out Radio St. Pete, Pin Chasers, KCOR, Game Day Metric, all our sponsors. Just give them a shout out and say, hey, I heard about you here on the Spike on the Mike Show because we are here to entertain you, and we would love for them to hear love from us and all that kind of stuff.
Future.
So
is it time?
Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen,
Wait. Before we start the show, can I take care of a bit of business?
Oh, please.
Okay.
It's been brought to my attention that maybe I've been a little mean to Steve over the last couple of weeks.
Oh, man.
And I kind of feel bad about it. So I want to take a formal? I want to formally apologize, and I want to say I'm going to be nice to you, Steve. How are you doing, Steve? Are you okay?
You don't have to be nice to me.
How's your shirt doing? I'm asking. I didn't say it was covered with stains. I just asked how it was.
My best shirt tonight.
Oh, good. It looks nice on you. You look nice in it.
Yeah, look. There's a.
It's the gray one.
So he basically took off a faded gray sweatshirt to remove to his faded gray T-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look great.
It actually looks new.
It does look good.
As many stains.
I don't. Yeah, there's probably.
Although
no.
the
well,
well
there's
sorry.
There's a couple.
It is now.
Yeah.
Oh,
and you do have the bacon neck. That's made so famous.
It's designer.
Yeah.
Why, Dick's? Dickies. Oh, Dickies.
Dickies.
So if any ladies want to come check out Steve, he is looking hot in his gray ensemble tonight.
Dr. Kevin Clark, I appreciate your attempt to be nice to the voice of reason.
Right. Yep, thank you.
Because that is the only reason we're here.
Right.
Yes.
And we appreciate you guys.
I don't want to
So is it time now? Is it time finally?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Sorry.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to get that out of the way.
Right. Oh. Topic change in music.
And now, topic change in music. And since the last topic was being nice to Steve, let's be mean to Steve.
Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as I say, we talk about things in the past, present, and the future.
Yeah.
I don't know which one of this is, but I like to call this topic.
Isn't that our job to tell you what you speak about? You ask
future.
What did you just say, Spot?
Isn't that our job? You always ask it. Why did you say it?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's our job, why are you saying we're incapable of doing our jobs? You brought that up?
What did I just say? Anyway, let's keep it moving.
What?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I'd like to apologize for asking Bill Schmatz to inject more of himself into this show.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's actually the funniest thing you've said all year.
Yeah, that was good.
Good job, man.
I like to call this topic compelling explanations.
Compelling explanations.
Compelling explanations.
And of course...
Yay, a call!
Of course, we get a phone call right
what
out of the gate.
What could be better than a call?
Well, since this is a caller-driven show,
yes.
Since this is a caller-driven show, we have to give our callers the show. Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. How are you sticking?
I'm sticking like the bottom of a queue at the bowling alley.
Sticking like the bottom of a queue at the bowling alley?
Bottom of your shoe.
Yeah. Bottom of your
shoe. Oh, that's dangerous. That is dangerous.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't want to derail your show real quick. I know you guys just got on the air, but I have some B news for Steve.
Oh, B news.
Oh, I'm anxious.
You're anxious?
What's the buzz?
Yeah.
I know where your bees are.
You found them?
I found your bees. They're in my damn oak tree in the front yard.
Are you close enough to where I can come get them?
How I know they're yours is because there's thousands of little short bees with gray shirts and honey stains on them.
Oh, and they got mustard stains on them, probably.
Yeah, it has to be his bees.
So when can you come get them?
First of all, save those shirts. If you can collect any of those shirts, plant them in the ground.
Yes. Because they'll grow.
They will grow. Mustard tree. They will grow beautiful gray t-shirt trees.
Yeah.
Damn. What?
I just thought I'd let you know. I didn't want you to be. I know you felt so bad because you lost your bee, but I found them.
Let me give you an update on that. In the last 2 weeks, a swarm has moved into I left my hive, empty hive out, and a swarm has moved into it. So I have bees again, and a very nice swarm, very gentle bees.
Which means you're stuck with the ones in your oak tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any place to put them. But try
you know
and keep
how it is with short people. Once they move in, they don't want to move out.
Caller, there goes the neighborhood.
Also, caller, since you're stuck with bees, be careful.
Oh.
All right, caller.
All right, let's give you all that bee update.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, caller. Well, I hope you continue to listen and enjoy.
I'm sure they'll be happy in that oak tree.
I will. I'm going to suck on a honeycomb right now.
There you go.
Later.
Well, that was interesting. And the phone call worked and everything.
Yes.
And we got an update because the voice of reason was worried about his bees.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to see that his bees.
They're doing fine.
They moved on to a bigger place.
All right. Now, this topic
that makes
was
it
called
sound like they died.
Collectively
no,
obliterated.
This topic is called compelling explanations.
Oh, I was close.
Compelling explanations.
All right.
And what I do here is I like to ask you unlawful assemblies of. Right. Unlawful assemblies of scandal mongrels in our shipping containers. I'd like to ask your guys' opinion and questions and comments on this here. A Seattle real estate service in Seattle.
Yeah, that's where they – a Seattle real estate service.
Wait. Let me get this straight. It's a Seattle real estate service.
In
a real estate service in Seattle.
Yeah.
Really. Okay,
they're
cool. I have it clear.
I mean, I would say Washington, but that's kind of obvious, right?
In Seattle.
Which Washington?
Yeah.
The Seattle one.
Oh.
I mean, I've seen a
that's
New York
where the White House
a
is?
New York bagels in St. Petersburg.
Yeah, I've seen New York pizza in Tampa.
Yeah, there you go.
And I've seen Starbucks all around the place.
I've seen Philadelphia cheesesteaks in Clearwater.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I've seen Cuban sandwiches in
in
America.
Yeah.
So anyway, ladies, the people want
good
to know
topic.
What happened. Okay, here we go. In compelling explanations, the Seattle Real Estate Service has informed the family of the late Dennis Hansel that they will not be returning.
Wait. Dennis Hensel died?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I didn't even know he was sick.
Yeah, well, they never tell you.
Man, Dennis.
What a downer. Yeah, so
they're not, I hadn't heard from him in a while.
They were told. They told Dennis Hensel's family that they would not return his security deposit because of his untimely January's death.
Oh.
Now, here is the reason why they will not return his insurance, his security deposit to family. I don't know how much the security deposit was. It probably was.
Is this for an apartment?
Yes.
It's usually like first, last month's rent, right?
Yeah.
So a month's rent.
You can't give it to somebody else, though.
Right. Yeah. No. So whatever he was paying in rent is probably the amount of the deposit.
Yeah. They declined to give him his security deposit back because...
Was it a nice apartment?
Yeah, it was nice. It was in the walls.
Probably like
because he
bucks.
Died in the race and it stunk so bad.
Good guess, but no. Dr. Captain Clark, why do you think they refused to return his security deposit?
Because Dennis used to throw really raging parties all the time.
That could be happening, but that's not the reason they gave PWs.
Well, you don't know Dennis the way I know Dennis.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking strictly because he's dead, you know. I wouldn't give it back to him if he was dead.
Can't take it with you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Voice a reason?
They refused to return his January security deposit because he died in February.
No, they refused to return his security deposit to his family because Dennis did not give the lease required notice. In order to break the lease.
Oh, he should have said, I'm going to die in 30 days.
Right. Didn't we do this topic 2 weeks ago?
This sounds really familiar.
This is the one we did 2 weeks
ago. Sure does sound
familiar. He died of cancer and he had a heart attack.
Yeah.
2 weeks. 2 weeks is so
I knew I heard it somewhere. I didn't know it was this show.
We
but
do
I,
things about the past.
I thought this future. Was going to be a different apartment.
A different
thing.
Reason?
Let me get future. A different answer now.
Wait, so I did know Dennis died?
Yes,
oh,
you did.
Oh, man.
No, but last time when the story was Dennis Haskell, not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess in my show notes, I need to update my stuff because
is this a rerun?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, this isn't Facebook Live.
This is Facebook two weeks ago.
Well, we do. Like
has nothing happened in the news in the last 2 weeks that we couldn't do a current, up to date topic?
Yeah.
So hold on. One of our chat lines, Billy says she heard this story before.
Yeah. On this show.
On this show.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Well, we do things.
This is a new low for us.
No, but I think this had
in the past.
I think this
had
a better name though. Compelling.
Yeah.
Explanations. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you guys sure?
Yeah.
I'm positive we did this before. Yeah.
You people.
How are you not recognizing it?
I tried to act like it was new to me.
I swear, this is my first time hearing it.
It probably is.
Yeah, well, you never listen to yourself.
That's not a bad choice on your part either.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then we need to do a quick topic change of music then.
Alrighty.
No.
Let's see if we can talk about the election. That happened in the past, too. It's a changing topic here on the Spike and the Mike Show.
What about Steve's bees?
No, please.
All right, so this topic here, it definitely is not
brand new.
It's in the past, present, and future.
All right.
And I need you riffraffs and shipping container to give me an opinion on
all
this
right.
one.
Does this have a name?
I like to call it To Pay or Not to Pay.
Ooh, ooh, I like
clever
that.
Clever
title.
It
is the election. It is the election.
Yeah.
No, it isn't. Okay, so Chris McGuire, he's 52 years old.
Chris McGuire died too?
No. He
hadn't quite died.
He lost his hair.
But he got fined because he parked his car over two parking spaces. Mm-hmm. And he was at this mall at the place called...
It's like To Pay, like T-O-P-A-Y, not T-O-U-P-E with a
dude,
slash.
I can't spell
or
that.
He had two parking spots, so it's T-W-O-P-A-Y.
He got a ticket.
Yeah.
He got a ticket because he took over two parking spots at this mall. He went out. Him and his friends went out to have a dinner. And
was it the Cheesecake Factory? There are a lot of those at the mall.
Yeah, it was kind of like that.
Okay.
But now here's the thing. And
Orange Julius?
Did he have a Corvette?
Yeah, did he have a Corvette?
No, he has a van.
A lot of them park across two streets.
Yeah.
He has a van. And
a van.
They gave him an $85 ticket fine.
Wow.
For parking over two parking spots.
That's excessive.
Now, that's expensive parking.
He's refusing to pay this. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Chris McGuire has a handicap parking sticker. He had a stroke 15 years ago, which left one side of his body paralyzed. I think it's the left side. So he walks with a limp and all that kind of stuff.
Right. But he's not dead.
No, he hasn't okay. died.
All right.
He says there are 160 parking spaces at this at the Council Tap Street, which is kind of like a mall where the restaurant is. And there's only like 15 handicapped parking spots.
Oh.
They were all taken up.
Yeah.
So he just went and parked somewhere else, and he had to take up two spots to open up his van so that he can get out of it.
Yeah, yeah, I understand.
But no, sir, no, sir, Mr. Deputy Parking Spot Meter Man ticketed him. Now, my question to this riffraff's in a shipping container, should he pay or should he not pay? And I'll start with you, PWs.
I would say that he should set a court date and let a judge decide.
Okay.
And I think the judge will go along with him, you know. I always have the opposite problem, though. When I go to the mall or someplace like that, there's all these empty.
Yeah, I've never seen all the handicapped spots taken.
They're all empty, and I'm going, you know, where are these handicapped people?
Yeah.
Why do I have to park way the heck over
Did we just hear Jerry Seinfeld on the show?
Yeah, really? All right, Bill Smuts.
Who are these people?
Yeah.
I 100% agree with the P-Dub, you know, because get a court date and fight it. I mean, I think ultimately the fine will actually be instituted. I think that at this point that he could probably get donations from people that would actually say, we'll take care of it, and then the parking attendant can get his job, find a little job opening.
Yeah.
What? The parking attendant do what?
There can be an opening for that position.
Oh, so you get fired.
Yeah.
Or asked to resign.
Okay. Dr. Captain Clark?
My only problem with the court date solution is that he's going to have the burden of proof of proving that all the handicapped spots were taken that day. I don't know how he's going to do that.
Yes.
But he has a legitimate gripe. Those vans with the wheelchair lifts need more space than a singular parking space to operate those lifts. So he had to do that in order to get out of his van if he had no parking spots available. So I don't know if he's going to win his court case because I don't know if he's going to be able to prove it. But, yeah, he should be off the hook for this.
That's why we get the all dramatic out the back end of the van as opposed to the side exit.
Combat offload, right.
All right, voice of reason. This is going to be probably the real.
Well, first, I don't think the guy would have, if he knew his situation, would have ever given him a ticket in the first place.
Oh, I'm sorry. He had the, what they call him, the blue badge hanging from his rearview mirror.
Yeah, but that doesn't tell you that it's a van with a lift that needs two spaces, though.
You can usually see that.
Yeah, I would think, but.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, boys.
Well, you have a good point there. I mean, if he saw the handicap, should he have given him the ticket? That's the question, right?
Yeah, but what if it's a handicapped
that is
guy?
It's a question.
I'm glad you're interjecting yourself more into the program.
What if it's a handicapped guy who just decides he's going to park like a douchebag? Like, we've all seen people park in the mall where they take up two spaces,
right?
Just because they're being rude.
Fancy van.
He doesn't get
handicapped van that I've wanted all my life.
But you don't get a pre pass on that just because you're handicapped, though. If you're if you're taking up two spaces because you're being a jerk because you don't want your car scratched, you should get a ticket.
Are you saying you'd like that with your minivan? You get the ramp on the side anyway, so you can make the dramatic exit, like on a standing on it,
like iron sides. No, I don't think so.
No, you wouldn't necessarily need a chair.
I don't think anybody grows up with the desire to end up with a handicapped van.
Well, I thought maybe in case you had the
when I grow up, I'm going to have one of those.
Yeah. If you're handicapped, you might.
Really?
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you're handicapped, you definitely kid.
So, did you forget about the handicap there? I mean, did you just completely forget about them?
I forgot, totally forgot all about
them. So, do you think that Chris should pay the fine? It's an $85 ticket.
No, he should not have to pay the fine. In a situation like this, he should not have to pay the fine.
You know, he doesn't want to go to jail over that, I'm sure.
Right, so
he was trying to be as practical as he could be.
Right, he's complaining that there wasn't the 15 handicap spots were already taken. So
there were 15, and is that what we established of the 160? Because 160
I've never seen 15.
Yeah, there's
it's 15th a lot.
Well, there's a ratio that's assigned by the American with Disabilities Act. You have to have X number for X number of spots.
So are you questioning the 15 that I just said?
Yeah, I am questioning that, yes.
Yeah, because, again, none of us have ever seen them all filled.
Well, no, the only reason I'm questioning this is because you said it was 160 spots to start with.
Right, that's the part that I know. I have this in here. Oh, I'm sorry. He says there were 160 parking spaces, and there were only seven for those for disabled.
Okay, so that's a little less
than
15.
See if the internet will
tell. It's a lot less than 15.
Yeah.
Then why did you say 15?
Because I didn't see the number at first when I said it.
So, yes, I was questioning you.
Yeah.
Because that's a good question.
I typed 160, but I also typed 7.
I hate to be right. That's a joke.
What a crock.
Yeah.
So, do you change your opinion about the man should pay the fine? Because I don't think he should do the court thing. Because courts, like I said, it's going to take up time. He has a set court date. He's going to have to drive down there, find a handicap spot.
If he just refuses to pay the fine, he'll come get arrested.
Why can't the people of Chanel just...
Since when is there in a parking lot do you have to pay a fine?
When you get a deputy
dog park right.
ticket.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't
that
park
isn't, isn't that usually private property anyway?
Yeah, so you have a private parking ticket hander outer.
Well, just don't pay it then.
No, that's actually a good point.
It is, but I mean, like, if I went to USF, I can't drive a vehicle that was currently ticketed, so if that license plate ever kind of came up, I could be immediately clamped.
No, but here's the thing. A police officer could give a ticket for somebody parking in a handicapped spot.
Yes.
Who didn't have the sticker. But I don't think they have jurisdiction over anything else.
This guy was probably on a Segway. I don't know if it was a police officer.
Oh.
Yeah. Mall cop.
Mall
cop. Yeah. Mall
so I found the ratio of what's supposed to be provided.
Right.
Okay.
Good.
For every lot that has 78 to 100 spots, it's supposed to be 4 handicap spots. Also, of one of every 6 accessible parking spaces or fraction thereof must be van accessible.
Yeah.
Oh.
One of every 6.
Every 6 handicap spots.
So this guy's got hardly got a chance.
He's
really limited in the number of spots he has.
Yeah.
Even amongst the handicap.
Well, if they are obeying those guidelines, they might make everyone van accessible. You
know, yeah.
They could.
Well, is anti-handicap, does this establish?
Basically, it's one for every 25 spots has to be handicapped. So if it was a mall with 1,000 parking spots, then it would have 40 handicapped.
Too much math.
Yeah.
Too much math.
And of those 40 handicapped, one of every 6 of those has to be a van.
Well, I'm going to drive it home. I'm going to agree with Brill Smuts.
Brill Smuts.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Brill Smuts.
A grill with Brill Smuts.
The mall security guy that's giving out the tickets should be heavily reprimanded or let go because...
What if he's got a quota?
Yeah.
What if he's got to give out X number of tickets to keep his job?
Well, then I agree with Chris, the handicapped guy. He says, as far as he's concerned, it's the council restaurant and not the one in Tampa. On Tap Street, they're off this map. They're off his axis of evil. There is axis of evil. He's never going to go there again. He's
that's unfortunate.
He's asking his friends not to visit there again.
What if it's a good – was it a restaurant? What if it's a good restaurant? What's his favorite restaurant? Now he can't even feel like he goes
now
there.
Not so much. Because this information got out on social media, there are people who are giving their opinions, just like you riff-raffs in the shipping container.
Yeah, that's our job.
Okay, let's hear some of those opinions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, David McAllister of 55, he says...
David McAllister died?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
He says, I come there every week, and there's always parking spots available. But just because he's handicapped doesn't give him the right to break the rule.
Wow.
Yeah. I like how people equate the fact that since they've been there, they're an expert on it. Every time I go there, there's parking spots.
Yeah, really.
Right? That means nothing ever bad ever happens to anybody.
I think they should make the van park right next to David McAllister next time, and they open up the ramp, and it just goes and cracks open his window.
David.
Yeah. Carl Pritchard says that it's selfish of him to stop other drivers from being able to park. So
what?
You people, I guess because...
Wow. He's stopping other people from parking because he took up 2 spaces.
He took up 2 spots, yeah.
Because he had the audacity to want to get out of his van.
Is it a van equipped or a ramp equipped van?
Yes.
All right. Then I don't think there's any question. These guys should be parked next to it when we open it up.
Carl thinks he's allowed to go to the restaurant. He just can't get out of the van and come inside.
Yeah, really.
But he's allowed to come to the restaurant.
No, I'm thinking he should go there next week. With the ramp sticking out and just drive around.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Just drive up everybody.
Tear by the car. Yeah, really.
Carl wants him to just sit in the car and roll the window down and smell the food.
And Lisa Friedman, she's 20. She says he still has to obey parking regulations.
Shut up, Lisa.
Whether he has a blue badge or not.
You're 20, Lisa. Your opinion is invalid on any number of topics.
But, I mean, the thing is, I don't disagree with what
discrimination.
Saying. However, if the guy can't get out, then he's actually taking the appropriate step.
Yeah,
taking up two parking spots.
He did what he did what he should have done.
All right, so
in a way, if he parks his van and he can't get out anyway, he's taking up a spot there that somebody else could have parked in. So exactly where?
Yeah.
What is he allowed to do?
Just stay trapped in his
just
van.
Stay home.
Well, yeah, that
yeah. Don't come out.
That's why the council is off his axis of evil now.
Do these same people, as he has to park at the back of the lot, do these same people watch him as he has to wheel over the speed bumps?
Well, he only has to park in the back of the lot if he's black.
Yeah, really. Yeah, really.
Is he tall?
With that sticker. With that sticker.
Look, if he's black and not disabled, that's not a big deal to park in the... So big a deal to park so far away.
No. What?
I often deliberately will leave
room for a black person.
When you go to black stores, you park in the back so you can make a hasty exit?
No, non-handicapped spaces open. I'll pass them up and park farther away because I can walk.
What about when you go to the black?
And I'm happy that I can walk.
Jeez.
So you're saying when you go to black people's stores, you park under a light?
Yes, I do. I always do. Even though it's farther away.
So nobody will steal your A-track player?
Yeah.
All right, so it's
been,
unlawful assembly of immigrants in the shipping containers.
Yes.
Do we all band together and...
I agree so.
What was our victim's name?
Chris
McGuire. Has a legitimate case. I hope he wins in court.
Yes. Mention again, where are we never eating?
We're never eating at the council on Tap Street.
On Tap Street. The council on Tap Street.
I forgot to type the city in, but it's not in Florida.
Yeah, never heard of it.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I'm never going there.
Before we change topic.
I've never been there.
Yes.
Before we change topics, can I do a quick promo for next week?
Oh, that'd be so.
Yeah, right. Of course.
Tune in next week when the riffraffs in the shipping container talk about handicap parking.
Again.
Spike on the Mic Show.
Wow, that's so true.
I call this topic something I didn't call it last week when we covered it.
We wasn't here last week.
Oh,
that's right.
Or 2 weeks from now, whatever.
But I'm saying, so that's why I didn't remember.
You're right. We didn't talk about it last week.
Whatever.
Okay, then.
But hold on a second. Before we go topic changing music, let me say this about the topic that I brought up that we talked about last time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I just forgot what I was going to say about that.
All right. Good. Moving on.
All right. Music?
Oh, man. It was a great point.
Oh, sure.
It was a great point.
It'll come back.
It was that good.
All right. I'll interrupt y'all. Okay. Right,
Well, let's see what comes out of Spike's mouth this time as we change topics on the Spike on the Mic Show.
Well, now it's time for our favorite segment over here. That's also we need to say that this topic, What's Twending, is sponsored by.
Oh yes. It's What's Twending. This is different theme music.
Oh, well, what are we doing?
Well, we did topic changing music because we thought you were having another topic.
Oh, I do. But
if we're doing What's Twending, then we have to do the What's Twending.
Well, let's do What's Twending.
All right, shall we?
All right, yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Brought to you by insert name here.
That's not What's Twending.
Oh, no, it's not?
No.
Oh.
That's the other bit we're doing later.
Oh, never mind.
What's Twending's got to be.
Just totally disregard that.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Now we're cooking with grease. And now it's time for the bit on the Spike on the Mic Show that the only good thing about it is the theme music. What's Twending? All right, are you guys ready? We're just going to go in order.
Okay, that's fine.
Hashtag Blizzard 2017.
Ooh.
What is happening there?
It's cold somewhere.
Pick me.
PW?
There's a big snowstorm in the Northeast, and there's going to be over a foot of snow in New York City.
Ooh, this also lists Massachusetts as being affected.
Oh, yeah.
Stouffer's, the people who make the handy microwave food.
Yeah.
They've tossed out a handy checklist for items you need for Blizzard 2017.
Frozen food being one.
Mac and cheese, and mac and cheese.
Oh,
that sounds good.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's covered.
Mm.
Don't you need some salt for your mac and cheese?
Just mac and cheese, that's all. Okay. Selection Monday. What is Selection Monday?
Hold on a second. Before you go any further, what was that first tweet about?
Blizzard 2017.
Is it in a certain particular...
Northeast.
From Washington, D.C. up to Boston.
One of our listeners said they're headed there Wednesday.
That's a bad idea.
Where is there is.
That's a bad idea. Go somewhere else.
Right. Now that you heard what's twinning, you probably should do something else.
Yeah, go to Disney World.
Wow, that's the best thing we've ever done for anyone.
Yeah, we just saved someone's life. Yes. They're still going. They're not going to listen to us. But
twinning.
Selection Monday. Why is Selection Monday twinning, Steve?
Selection Monday, not election, but selection.
Selection Monday.
Yeah, like the ocean.
Yeah.
because Monday is the day that we select all our meals for the week.
Wrong.
Oh.
Spike, why is selection
that's
day 20?
That's when they do crossovers and ankle breakers.
Oh, yeah.
As okay. Tall people in basketball.
But not completely. You need to be more specific.
It's when they do the basketball picks, right?
Wrong.
It's the
sort of.
Oh, the SEC basketball.
Okay, go. keep moving.
Schmatz, tell them.
It's because the women's are selected today. The women are selected today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's Selection Sunday for the men. That's why yesterday was done, but yeah. The women are today.
All the women are selected for the
week? Well, the teams for the tournament,
the
yes.
Women's basketball yeah. Teams, the NCAA
well,
tournament.
In my defense, I was out of town. I was with an unfortunate situation, sure, so I've been away, and I've been in a city where there was no internet.
And because the reason you're wrong is because with women basketball, there's wrong? Still more, or not as many tall, there's still a higher proportion of short people than yeah. Tall people.
There is?
Well, comparatively yeah. Speaking to sure. your men.
So there's not a lot of tall women?
No, there
women?
Are. There
not
are.
A lot of tall women?
No, there are, but it's not just. As opposed to the 65 to 70% of the men, it's probably more like about 50% in the women.
Oh.
Huh.
All right.
I did not know that.
Here's a person who's trending, LeVar Ball. Anybody want to guess why LeVar Ball is trending?
LeVar Ball.
Who he is and why he's trending.
He used to be kin to the Burton.
Yeah.
Wrong.
I don't know.
I was going to say it was Lucille Ball's great
that old?
Nephew.
No.
Or great-nephew. Or great-great-nephew.
Anybody else?
Wrong. Say wrong to him.
Wrong.
Okay.
LeVar Ball has bred a new breed of duck.
Wrong. PW.
Dan, that was my second guess.
So close. It's goose. Goose. New breed of goose.
Wrong.
Ah.
LeVar Ball is the father of UCLA basketball players Lonzo, LiAngelo, and LaMelo Ball. They all play for UCLA, who are headed into the tournament. LeVar Ball is quoted as saying that Michael Jordan couldn't beat him one-on-one.
Wow.
Now.
Whoa.
No.
I believe that. He's got three kids that are playing.
He says he would have killed MJ one-on-one in his prime.
So basically we're asking LeVar Ball must have been in prison at the time. Is
LeVar Ball averaged 2.2 points per game in his 1 year he played at Washington State in 1987-88. But he would have killed,
yeah.
Back in my heyday, I would kill Michael Jordan one-on-one is his exact quote.
Wow.
Do you know, this is what they say about those people on the playground at yeah. New York. You know?
Well, they don't
so
play one-on-one.
LeVar Ball is a murderer.
But you know what? He's the perfect example of past, present, future. He can say that now, and nobody can prove him wrong.
It's true.
I could say that. I could kill Michael Jordan one-on-one back in 1985.
LeVar Ball.
We'll never know.
What he's saying is he's a sore loser and a murderer.
Hey, not really a killer.
This is going to be a show killer. I can beat Mike, what's the guy's name? Michael Muhammad Ali right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody can prove you wrong.
Yeah.
Well, right now, I think he could.
Yeah.
And then let's do one more.
One more.
Although I still might, I might take a
you're not
flyer
top
with
that.
A little bit of money on Muhammad.
Here we go.
The last one we're going to do, hashtag microwave camera.
Well, like I say, since I've been in town, yeah. I've been out of town where there's no internets. When I got back today, I tried to do some research, and I found out that microwaves are now spying devices.
They're spy devices.
Yeah,
right.
Really.
That's so you can just actually take pictures with a microwave.
Yes.
Yes.
Microwaves turn into cameras.
And they probably do it fast.
You know that they only take pictures from, like, your chest down.
Depending on where you put your microwave.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, in your case.
All right, well.
Yeah,
everybody knows
right here on the counter.
Everybody knows what that's about, right? That was a great what's trending then.
Yeah, right? That's it for what's trending. Join us next week when we'll have this theme song and a bunch of stupid things to say about it.
And we might just talk about the same trending stuff.
I was just thinking now I know all the answers. So,
oh, yeah.
Let's
start
do this
over?
One again next week.
No, let's do it again now.
No, get it out of the way so I won't forget. No.
That's good.
All right. All right. So now we have to do a topic change of music.
All right.
Now we're going to change topics to something else. That's all.
That's all.
That's all. See, this is we're breaking up this here because I think once I do this topic here and we talk about it, you riffraff, we may have to go back to Dr. Kevin Clarks, because it's his turn to do the top 10.
Top five.
Oh,
top
yeah.
five.
Yeah. Oh, I, yeah.
Top five things in here.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be exciting for me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's fly through this one right here. I like to call this the In the Name of Art.
In the Name of Art.
Art Fleming?
Art Carney.
Art Carney.
Art Carney. Art Carney died?
Oh, no.
Oh.
That music would probably be apropos with the state of hand because...
The Name of Art.
An inner journey to find what the world is about. A French artist by the name of Abraham Pourchevalli.
Oh, yep. Abraham Pourchevalli.
Yes. Port Elderly.
No,
Pourchevalli.
Yes.
Pourchevalli.
He told reporters.
Pourchevalli.
Yeah, with the fingers. He told the reporters in his next performance. What he's going to do, he's going to embalm himself for a week in a limestone boulder.
Okay, if he's going to embalm himself, he can stay in there as long as he wants.
No, but it's going to be equipped with oxygen.
He's going to embalm himself.
Well, that's...
Entomb?
Entomb.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
yeah, I moved the B. I moved the B in the T. Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to entomb.
Entomb him.
He's going to... Ember tomb.
He's going to entomb himself... In a limestone boulder for a week.
Sure.
And right. then at the conclusion of the week, he's going to sit on a dozen bird eggs until they hatch because he wants to learn the inner journeys of the world.
That's the best way to do it.
Now,
yeah.
Question.
Why does he do both things?
Yeah, that's...
Why in that order?
Well, one is bringing life, is symbolizing death, and the other one is bringing things to life.
Well, that's not where I saw it.
That's why it's the best way to do this.
What's he prepared to do when these eggs hatch? Is he going to feed them like a mama bird? Does he figure that's the end of his responsibility in the matter?
It's like these right to lifers.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, they're born now.
Yeah. See ya.
We did our job. Yeah, we did our job.
You're born?
No, I'm figuring not. Listen, I'm not a scientist. So
we knew that.
Come on. That. Really? So you're not a scientist?
So if I entomb myself with... limestone. What I said you were doing it?
Yeah, limestone.
With limestone all over my body.
Right.
Then it gets rid of all the impurities. So that when I sit on a bird egg, the birds will think that I can do this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, can we talk about some Seattle thing from a couple of weeks ago? I mean, what in the world are we talking about here?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Did the people on Facebook see Steve go walking by?
Is anybody watching us on Facebook?
Yes.
Are we getting little thumbs and stuff?
We're getting thumbs and comments and stuff.
I can't read
them from here. But
are those middle fingers or are those thumbs?
So if you was going to sit on the bird's eggs until they hatch, don't you need to be...
A bird?
No, you need to be anemized.
Anemized.
Yeah.
And I figured limestone... Well, listen, I'm not an artist from France. That's what he wants to do. He wants to... Do you guys know how to...
Anemize?
Do the inner journeys to find out what the world is about?
You travel around and talk to people.
Mm. Well...
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I'm guessing the egg...
Sit in a cave and then sit on some eggs.
I'm guessing the bird egg thing didn't hatch... Isn't happening... It didn't suit well because his... Critics are saying this guy's a little cuckoo.
He's an idiot.
No way.
Yeah.
He's
a
little cuckoo?
He's a little cuckoo.
Well, I'm out of the cave now. Where's my eggs? Oh, there they are. Oh, I know what all the world's about now. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know it.
Yeah. Let me just sit on them.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Oh, boy. Who wants omelets?
Because he apparently tried to find out the inner journey of the world by.
He sucks.
By stuffing himself into a stuffed bear for a
what?
Week.
A limestone bear?
He put himself,
no, this is another thing he
yeah,
did, apparently.
Yeah, he's done a couple of things.
Oh, he does stupid things all the time.
Yeah,
yes. There's Steve now. He's going by.
He sent himself inside of a stuffed bear, and then...
Oh, I see the little floaty things.
Yeah.
On his other journey, he floated down the Road River inside a giant cork.
The road or the river?
Rhone.
The Rhone.
Yeah.
The Rhone. Y'all know where that is?
Yes.
We all know where that is, I guess.
Yeah. It's in Europe.
Yeah. Well,
it's not the Rhine. It's
I
the
don't
Rhone.
Know where the Rhone is.
He put himself in a cork bottle.
You know how you find it? Go down to the river and look for some idiot in a bottle, and you know that you're at the wrong river.
Oh, you know, right. Oh, you can tell you're at the wrong one.
Yeah.
The
wrong one.
Oh, there's no French artist floating by. I guess I'm at the Mississippi.
I must be at the wrong river.
No, it's in the south, obviously.
Wrong river.
Well, see, what we do here on the Spike on the Mic show, we're educating you guys on what the world is doing.
Mm. Yeah.
Educating the people, the listeners, because it's kind of important, right?
Mm, no.
Yes.
It's not.
Our scholars have already rowed that river.
You got to hit something.
I don't know
you
what the hell.
Give me a cricket or something.
You think?
Our scholars have already rowed that river.
You're rowing this bit.
Yeah.
All right, well, I have no comment on that, and I guess you guys are going to.
No, we hate it.
I guess so. What I did a little buffer here, so I guess now it's time. What we do, ladies and gentlemen, every week, one of us find out what are our top five things of the week. So the top five things this week goes to, again, Dr. Captain Clark.
Hey, it's my turn.
All right.
Dr. Captain Clark.
DW, are you ready for the music?
I'm ready for the music.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night. That's not the Saturday Night Live music.
That's all I have.
Oh, all right. Well, that's fine. Everyone loves Saturday Night Live. It's an institution. It's been around for over 40 years now. Recently, Rolling Stone ranked all 145, I think it was, cast members all time for who they thought from worst to best.
Oh, and, we got to figure out who five. The top five are.
And well, this is my own personal top five.
Oh.
I didn't do all 145 of them. Okay. And mine are slightly different than theirs. Do I do 5-1, Spike, or do I?
Yeah, your one is the best one. You do 5 last. First.
Number 5, I selected Bill Murray.
Ah.
He's the best what?
These are the top 5 cast members of Saturday Night Live.
Bill Murray is great.
Bill Murray?
Bill Murray.
Is he good? I'm not going to argue with your thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, he did the noogies.
I thought you were going to argue with
me. He's the guy that did the noogies on the
Yeah, and he did a number of movies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, can you count movies as part?
No, I'm not. I'm counting them as on
Saturday Night Live. Okay. He sang the Star Wars theme.
He did in the lounge. In the lounge.
He's
the lounge
singer. He's
not one of our wars.
Yeah.
No, it's Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd did
Basketball. You're right. Never mind.
Number 4, I selected Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy basically saved the show from being canceled in the early 80s by himself. So. Are you having an asthma
if it wasn't for Joe Piscopo?
That's Eddie Murphy's left.
You put him number 4.
That's a seal. That's 4. A performing seal.
Well, that's what Eddie Murphy.
It's probably does duration have anything to do with the ratings?
These are just my favorites. It's a subjective 5 favorites.
Okay, my 5 Eddie Murphy's favorite. Good.
Gilda Radner, number 3.
Number 3. Oh, yeah. Best, Emily Latella.
I thought she was the best actor to ever be on this show. I thought she was a great actor.
She was a good Radner.
Yeah, she had a lot of funny characters. Number 2.
Hold on a second. Let's talk about her. Did she do anything other than Banana Rana Rana?
Oh, hell
yeah. Yeah, she did a little girl.
She played Judy Miller, Judy Miller Show. She did Barbara Walters.
She got Emily Lupner.
Lupner. Oh, good.
Lisa Lupner.
Yeah.
Emily Latella.
Did she do Dr. Brothers?
She might have. I don't remember.
Okay.
How could she do
that? I would type Gilda.
Gilda Radner.
Number 3, all right.
Number 2, John Belushi.
Number 2.
Everyone loved John Belushi.
Yeah.
And number 1.
Hold on a second.
Wait, what?
I want to think about it.
Oh, all right.
John Belushi.
John Belushi.
You ever heard of him?
That's the guy that did No Soup for You.
Samurai?
No. Yes.
Yeah, he did. No, he didn't do No Soup for You. He did You Like the Juice.
No, he was the Blues Brothers, right?
He was Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers.
That wasn't on the show.
What?
That wasn't on
Cheeseburger.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. So, in your number one. Number one. What? This is number one. What?
Saturday Night Live cast member.
This means this is the best cast member.
This is my favorite.
We need a drum roll to go with those crickets.
I know it's going to be disagreed with. So.
Yeah. No.
Number one, Phil Hartman.
I
agree with that.
Really?
Yes, I actually.
I thought for sure.
I love him.
Rolling Stone ranked him 7th on the top 10. He's my favorite, though.
When he was the caveman lawyer.
Unfrozen caveman lawyer.
That's
he did a Bill Clinton impression. He did the first Bill Clinton impression on the
show.
Who's the guy again?
Phil Hartman.
Frank Sinatra. He did Frank Sinatra.
Oh, you know, when I hear that, I keep thinking, Mary Hartman.
Nope, not her.
Nope.
That wasn't it.
That wasn't her.
Was it?
No, this was another guy.
That was really wonderful.
All right. So, yeah. So what we doing in our top five favorite anythings?
Just subjective lists.
I kind of like it, but I don't.
Why?
Because I think Eddie Murphy was the
it's catalyst. He's tall.
Yes, he was the catalyst of making Saturday Night Live.
But it's a subjective list.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would go Eddie, here, one, Bill, Belushi, two.
You know what? In my defense, I was in the military and overseas for a good portion while Eddie was on Saturday Night Live, so I didn't watch the show as much during those days.
Oh.
So I might have appreciated him more, but I do appreciate him, obviously. So,
do you ever see him do the hot tub?
Oh, yeah, with the James Brown hot tub and Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
Right. Oh,
and,
yeah.
One of our listeners, Kimberly, says Tina Fey definitely is awesome.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah,
she should be in the top seven.
But not on Saturday Night Live, later on.
No, she was a head writer on Saturday Night Live.
I don't.
Oh, okay. I'll go along with that.
But if I'd done a top seven, it would have been six Tina Fey, seven
Come
Dan
on,
Aykroyd.
Put yourself
for
in.
What that's worth.
I don't think. Well, I'm not going to talk over people. All right.
You need to.
Why?
No.
You'll never
I'm
get in here.
I'm allowing to finish his thought.
Yeah,
it's
thanks.
Fine. I'm not going to talk over people.
After I was nice to you earlier.
Okay, that's why you're not nice to me, because I talk over.
But I would say that Eddie Murphy wasn't even the best tall person as Garrett Morris.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Top stories! Yeah. There we go.
No. Or the hard of hearing. Come
no.
on.
No.
I mean, because he was the originator. Although, I mean, Eddie Murphy
tell you
was
what
great.
I'm going to ask the people out there on the chat line, who was better, Garrett Morrison or...
Well, I don't know who Garrett Morrison
Bill
is.
Or Bill Murphy.
You don't even know either tall guy's name.
Oh, we could do top five black Saturday Night Live cast members.
Yeah. Oh, we could do that next week.
Well, whoever wants to do top five.
Yeah, I can't remember their names this week.
Call me Mr. Tibbs.
Garrett Morris was more of the cutting edge into that. You know, Eddie Murphy, I agree, absolutely saved the show, and I think he's fantastic on it. It's not a, but he was only there for like 3 years, two, 3 years before he went on to other things.
Yeah, bigger.
Morris was on there for 6-7 years.
I'm going to put Garrett Morris behind not only Eddie, but also Tim Meadows and Tracy Morgan.
You're saying behind, which means Tim Meadows and Tracy Morrison better. Were better.
Yeah, I would say
yeah,
so.
Yeah, Garrett Morris, I think, and I hate to say this.
Let's just call him Garrett Morris, okay. Just for the sake of...
Use his real name.
I think Garrett...
Morris.
And I hate saying this.
He was a token?
Yes. He was just like, hey, we need a tall guy on the show.
Oh.
We'll get him.
Oh, that's...
No, I mean, that's bad to say.
You call him an Uncle Tom.
Which made his job that much more difficult.
Yeah.
Oh, we always got to do the work of five people. I definitely get that. But Garrett... It has to be. Now, let's talk about the blacks.
Yeah.
I mean, that came
Let's
out.
Talk about the blacks.
Yeah.
That could be its own show.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
the blacks.
Okay,
let's do that one on Tuesday.
That's another segment. Let's talk about the blacks.
It's another network.
All right, we're here to talk about the blacks.
What are the blacks doing this week?
That just came out wrong. Sorry.
I really want to do a show now called Let's Talk About the Blacks.
Blacks, yes.
With an all-white panel.
It's a segment now. It's just a segment each week.
I think
we've already revisited
topics. We may have to do a podcast next week.
Yeah.
Just to change the subject, Will Ferrell, is he on your list at all?
He wouldn't be top 10 with me.
No, not at all.
Not top 10 even.
No.
Wow, he would be like he's up there with me.
And you know who I hated? The guy,
bell, cowbell
I'm
alone.
I'm on a boat. That guy. I'm on a boat.
Andy Samberg?
Yeah. Oh, what a just.
Samberg. I will say that, for me, Farrell and Sherry O'Terry, not just the cheerleader thing, but Sherry O'Terry,
I thought
was fantastic. And maybe that's because of the age. I certainly love all the older, because, sure. I mean, of what they went on to do when they started with Chevy and with Steve Martin and all that. But. To me, it's like when I was watching, and maybe at the same time you were overseas serving our country. Thank you for your service.
Oh, well, you're welcome. That's why.
But I will say that was my watching into Farrell, Terry, Molly Shannon.
They were good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed them.
Will Ferrell, that's when he was like the singer and his little.
Oh, yeah. When they do the little pork organ
playing thing.
Yeah.
And the cheerleaders.
Just before Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
Would you guys like to know who Rolling Stone ranked the worst all time cast member of Saturday Night Live? It's going to surprise you.
Stiller.
It's not going to be some unknown person that was on there you didn't realize.
It's Adam Sandler. It's going to be Chevy Chase.
It's a big star.
I'm going to say it's Iron Man.
You are correct. Robert Downey Jr. is ranked the worst cast member in history.
I think he would go along with that, too.
Hold on a second. He was a cast member?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, for like 2 years, maybe 1 year.
Are you serious?
In the mid-80s.
I never remember him.
Yep, like 83, 84.
Yeah, I would agree he was the worst.
He was always gentleman number three.
Yeah.
Great actor, not great comedian.
Not a great Saturday Night Live cast member, apparently. So so that's it. That's my list.
Okay, well.
That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
PW, you have no soul. that's what someone on the little chatty
chat. Aww.
Oh, I probably because I didn't like Andy Samberg.
That's probably what it is. All right, so we only have.
Hey, what the most popular character that everyone hated? Dana Carvey, I thought, you know, and I wasn't even.
Dana Carvey was great too.
He was great at it, but I would say
that
the most
chopping broccoli.
The most popular character that people seemed to like that I hated was Goat Boy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I didn't.
He was
like
awful.
That whole thing, everyone wanted to see Goat Boy, and I'm like, what? I don't get the humor in it.
Who is Goat Boy?
Jim Brewer.
Goat Boy.
Jim Brewer. He was a half man, half goat.
I'm going to stop watching
that. Name, Jim Brewer.
It was right Jim about Brewer. The Eddie Murphy
Brewer.
Time.
Brewer.
Right after it, right? Right after.
Yeah, like in the Sandler days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I like, and PW hates it with a passion, I like What's Up With That Man.
Ooh-wee. What's Up With That?
Oh, yeah.
I don't hate him.
And he's been on forever.
Bit. Yeah,
he's been out a long time.
He's still there.
That's a Brown.
He is Brown.
He is Brown.
No, his last name is Brown. What's his name?
Nope.
No.
Keenan.
Keenan with Ivory.
Nope, it's not Keenan. I knew you were going to say that. That's why.
Keenan Brown. I want to say Keenan Brown.
It is Keenan Brown.
Okay.
His name is Keenan Brown.
Yes. Okay.
Good call. Good call.
Not, though.
Okay. I'm sorry. No. Anyway, he has been on forever, and he's done everything they've asked him to do. And done it very well.
Keenan.
And when they ask him to do stuff he doesn't want to do.
Thompson.
Keenan Brown.
Keenan Thompson. Okay, thank you, Paul.
All right. I tried to.
Keenan Brown
hate
person.
Me, don't you?
No, I was just trying to help you.
Let's Keenan talk about blacks.
Let's talk about the blacks.
It's Keenan Thompson. But he's done everything they want him to do, and when he doesn't, he rolls his eyes and does it anyway.
We're going
to
do this as a podcast for my podcast.
Can we edit that out?
What?
Let's
talk about the blacks?
Yeah, can we?
No,
that's part of the show.
Yes.
We'll talk about it next week.
If the host hadn't brought it up. Maybe we could edit it.
I have to respect the host's wish. Let's talk about the blacks.
Let's talk about the blacks. Those blacks.
Oh. All right. Well, okay. So next week, who's going to do a top five?
It ain't fitting.
Well, who's going to do the top five next week?
Yeah. Somebody.
I can't do it next week.
Why?
I'm supposed to be hosting next week.
Yeah.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, the award-winning show is going to be hosted by the Voice of Reason.
Okay. So I could do the top five.
Can I suggest what your top five is?
Nope.
Top five breads.
Top five stains on your shirts.
Oh, that's a good one.
So I'm making an executive decision. Bill Smots, I need your top five anything next week.
Oh, I'll figure it out at 5 minutes before the show.
top five breads.
Right. By the way, I got one quick question. I know we're running out of time, but did the people out there who are bowling, did they sign a release so they could be on live?
Fair enough. Actually, that happened to me the other Monday. I was filming me playing basketball with a young, I call them the nerds, and the homeless people in the background, they actually came to me and said, "We didn't give you permission to photograph us." I said, "Wow, the homeless have rights too."
Yeah.
All right, so let's go around.
Have your lawyer call my lawyer.
So let's go around the room. Dr. Captain Clark, what stuck with you tonight?
Oh, gosh, nothing, I hope.
Yeah.
All right, Bill Smots.
Let's talk about the blacks.
Oh yeah, let's talk about the blacks.
That was going to be what I said.
All right, well then
you can still use it.
To think. All right, Voice of Reason, what stuck with you tonight?
I hate that I couldn't remember Keenan Thompson's name.
Yeah,
Keenan
and
Brown.
That I called him Brown.
All right, and PW, what stuck with you tonight?
Let's talk about the blacks.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Spike on the Mic Show, and if you need a home remedy to kill mosquitoes and cockroaches. A half a cup of vegetable oil, a half a cup of shampoo, and a half a cup of vinegar. That will kill them.
It's three half cups.
Yeah.
Be out, baby boy.
Half a cup of what?
One.